Hi guys, my name is Arya. So in today, we are going to be discussing whether investing in Bitcoin is still a good idea in a year like 2019. So how do we begin? A good part to begin would be how it all started, because some people still don't know what Bitcoin is, how it works, and what's the whole fuss about it. So if you were to be one of those people who have no idea about Bitcoin, well, Bitcoin is what you call a cryptocurrency. So in rather layman's terms, cryptocurrency is something like digital money. You can use it just like cash. It is anonymous and it can be only tracked with a specific ID, but it cannot be really tracked back to you. It can be tracked from what it was used for and how it was used, rather. So Bitcoin is anonymous, it's transparent, and it's got a whole lot of technological buzzwords attached to it, like how it is distributed and stuff like that. So for now, you can just think about Bitcoin as an investment opportunity. So Bitcoin was released in late 2008 and early 2009 when the whole Lehman Brothers fiasco was happening, how the whole Dow Jones had crashed and everybody was losing complete trust on the bank and any federal system of currency. So since the banks were not living up to their expectations of actually saving money and investing them properly so that they can run their whole banking nomenclature, people started looking to Bitcoin. Now, at the time, not many people knew about Bitcoin. So when a lot of people don't know about a commodity, the cash flow into that commodity is kind of hampered. You don't have such big of a cash flow and not many people know about your product. So it's hard to make money out of things like that. But the point of a good investor is that an investor sees potential. Potential of a commodity to grow, potential of a commodity to provide returns to you in leaps and folds. And that is exactly what a good investor saw in Bitcoin. So Bitcoin in the whole 2009 phase was literally worth in pennies. You could buy 1,000 Bitcoins for just a few dollars at that time. And to the fact, the first Bitcoin transaction that was there was actually recorded on Twitter. There's a Twitter profile for this. And it was basically two whole large pepperoni pizzas. And that was bought for 10,000 Bitcoins. So that's a crazy amount to pay if you think about it now. Because Bitcoin, as people started coming to know about Bitcoin, how to invest in it, the cash flow started to increase. And it started peaking from early 2016 and everything actually peaked in late 2017, where a single Bitcoin was around $20,000. 20 whole thousand dollars for a single Bitcoin. That's an insane amount. Currently, Bitcoin came down again because people started short selling. So short selling is when people just buy a small amount, like they'll invest around $4,000 in it. And when they realize that price has just increased marginally, they're going to just sell it off for their marginal amount of value. Because they can do this repeatedly instead of just investing huge sums of money, that something like $20,000 or $30,000, spending $20,000 in one go, they're going to just short sell everything. So that is when Bitcoin peaked. And Bitcoin peaked at, as I just said, $20,000. And now Bitcoin it started trading and there was this whole bear market for 1.5 years since 2017 and 2018. And now Bitcoin is currently at $3,000. It went up to $9,000 this year. It also traded at $7,000 this year, but now it's at $3,000 per Bitcoin. And I think it's one of the better times to actually invest in Bitcoin. Bitcoin still comes with the security that it provides. So it's like digital gold. At one point, people wouldn't make so much money out of gold because gold was very hard to buy. If you want to buy gold, you have to pay commission, you have to sign so many contracts, you're paying 8% VAT. So buying gold was a big, huge thing back in 2010, when around an ounce of gold in America would go for somewhere around $200. But now gold goes for around $1,700. And that's for an ounce. That's a lot of money for an ounce of gold. So gold increased because people found it much more easier to put their money into gold. People today don't know how to put their money into Bitcoin. If you were to go on Google and look at the keyword search volume as to how to invest in Bitcoin, it's a staggering 50 lakh. That's 50, 100,000 people out there who are still searching as to how they can invest in Bitcoin. So that's how many people there actually interested in investing in Bitcoin. So why is Bitcoin gaining so much traction? Well, the world is becoming ever more reliant on the internet. You can do almost everything on the internet. You can book a cab, you can get yourself a drink, you can book a hotel room, you can book your flights. Everything is being done on the internet. Even so, notary papers, papers regarding the government, and a lot of other things are being done on the internet. So really, it is no surprise that Bitcoin, which is like a secure global and digital currency, has claimed the interest of all these investors around the world. People like Tika Tiwari, who is a big shot investor in Wall Street, he knows what he's investing in, and he has said that Bitcoin will be like a $1 trillion investment opportunity. Because think about this, the market cap of all the cryptocurrencies out there at this moment is such an insignificant amount that Apple has more money in its own bank account than all the cryptocurrencies out there combined. Sure, Apple is selling a very tangible product to its consumer, but that doesn't mean that Bitcoin in itself loses value as a commodity. And not only talking about Bitcoin, this is talking about all sorts of cryptocurrencies out there. At this moment, the investment in cryptocurrency is kind of not where it's supposed to be because of a lack of information to people. For example, let's look at Zimbabwe as a country. Now, Zimbabwe is a staggering example of a failed monetary system. They have bills that go up to 5 billion, and a note which is just worth 5 billion in Zimbabwe. It's a very good example of how your fiat currency has failed you. So there is ample reasons out there for people to still turn to cryptocurrency. It's just that they don't know about it. There isn't enough awareness. So there are a lot of companies who are trying to spread awareness at this moment. For example, Facebook. Facebook serves to a user base of 2.7 billion out there. Now, Facebook is also trying to make its own coin. Well, it's not really a cryptocurrency, but they are using the whole cryptocurrency nomenclature and the whole market upheaval that the word cryptocurrency comes with to educate people as to how to get into the whole cryptocurrency game, how to get into the whole scene, and how you can make a little bit of money out of this. So think about it, when Facebook is actually taking the time, once people know through Facebook, let's say, about these small cryptocurrencies, they can soon dive their way into Bitcoin, they'll be buying a little bit of Ethereum, a little bit of Ripple, and soon they'll be into the whole scene of investing in cryptocurrencies and looking to them as something like a mutual fund. You put in your money into it and you get a return from it. So Bitcoin is open to everyone and it provides an exciting opportunity to delve into an entirely new asset class. So investing in Bitcoin may seem scary at times because you don't know much about it, but know that it takes time and effort to understand how Bitcoin works. So Bitcoin with a capital B references the Bitcoin network, and the payment system Bitcoin with a lowercase b references to Bitcoin as a currency, or Bitcoin the currency. So a question also arises, why should you invest in Bitcoin? Well, it seems silly to some people that one Bitcoin can be worth hundreds and thousands of dollars. So what makes Bitcoin valuable? Well, Bitcoin is scarce and useful. So any commodity or any resource out there that is scarce and useful will obviously be increasing its value over time. So let's look to gold as an example of currency. So there is a limited amount of gold on Earth, right? I've been giving this whole gold example because gold is exactly like Bitcoin. So as new gold is mined, there is always less and less gold left, and it becomes harder and harder and harder and more expensive to find and mine gold. And the same is true with Bitcoin. And there are only 21 million Bitcoins as per the network configurations. There can be only 21 million Bitcoins at a time. And as time goes on, they become harder and harder to mine. So let's take a look at Bitcoin's inflation rate and supply rate. So as we have seen that since 2017, it's been kind of a bear market, but investors have just been shouting on about how Bitcoin is going to increase everything. So in addition to being scarce, Bitcoin is kind of useful at this moment. Bitcoin provides a sound and predictable monetary policy that can be verified by anyone. So Bitcoin has a central bank called the Bitcoin Network. So we can refer to this as a Bitcoin central bank, or the BCB. Now, this central bank issues a currency called Bitcoins and processes the transfer of Bitcoins between accounts. Now, the BCB rule-based monetary policy was set at its creation, and its independence is secured by the distributed nature of the underlying network. So the non-discretionary monetary policy can be described as an asymptotic monetary supply system. So the exchange rate volatility of Bitcoin is a byproduct of the BCB choosing independent monetary policies and a free capital flow over a fixed exchange rate within the impossible trinity. Now, economic agents overcome their cognitive biases to acquire Bitcoins in waves due to the word of mouth marketing of the currency. For some, it takes one exposure to Bitcoin to get what it is, while others follow the lead of many trendsetters out there in the market to finally kind of succumb to the whole feeling of either regretting an aversion bias. So either way, these waves of adopters have a destabilizing effect on the exchange rate. That is, speculators are unsure of the amplitude or wavelength of adoption, and amateurish investors let their excitement as well as subsequent fear overwhelm them. Now, the Bitcoin bank does not intervene to stabilize these intermittent hype cycles because their kind of steady appreciation of the exchange rate would allow for an even greater buildup of speculative excesses, and BCB would lose the confidence that this whole asymptotic market gives to the long-term holders of Bitcoins. So Bitcoin can be sent from anywhere in the world and it can be sent to anywhere in the world. No bank can block payments or close your accounts. And Bitcoin is censorship resistant, unlike money. So at this moment, there is no official Bitcoin price. Bitcoin's price is set by whatever people are willing to pay. So the CoinDesk price index is a good resource to look by. So you can go ahead and Google CoinDesk. And so Bitcoin's price is generally shown as a cost of one Bitcoin. However, exchange will let you buy any amount and you can buy less than one Bitcoin. So just because a Bitcoin out there is going to be $3,000, and $3,000 can mean a lot depending on what country you come from. Even in the US, $3,000 is a lot. So a chart can be set and Bitcoin can be bought. Like you can buy 0.3 Bitcoin. That's around $1,000. If you're doing well in life, $1,000 shouldn't be much to you. So the question also comes in, when is the right time to buy? Well, at this moment, I would say in 2019, it was already the right time to buy. You've kind of missed the bandwagon. I'm sorry to say that, but Bitcoin had dropped down to around $3,000. And there's very little chance that it will drop below $3,000. It might. I'm not saying that I'm a tech guru sitting in front of you out here. And if I don't say it'll drop below $3,000, it won't. I could be wrong. Don't take my word for it, but $3,000 was a very, very good place to invest in. But that doesn't mean you can't invest in it anymore. So as with any market, nothing is secure. Throughout its history, Bitcoin has generally increased in value at a very, very fast pace, followed by a slow and steady downfall until it stabilizes. You could use tools like Bitcoin Wisdom or things like CryptoWatch to analyze charts and understand Bitcoin's price history. So Bitcoin is kind of like a global commodity and not affected by any single country's financial situation or stability. For example, speculations about the Chinese yuan devaluating has, in the past, caused more demands from China, which also pulled up the exchange rate on the US and many of the Europe-based exchange rates too. So most of the time, any sort of global chaos scenario is generally seen as a very beneficial situation to Bitcoin's price, since Bitcoin is apolitical. And it sits outside the control or influence of any particular government. And when thinking about how economics and politics will affect Bitcoin's price, it's important to think on a global scale and not just about what's happening in a single country. So get out your Economic Times and go to the global page, read about everything that is there, and that will give you a good idea whether to invest in Bitcoin or not, to be honest. So if there is a lot of chaos going on in all around the world about all sorts of fiat currency systems, people are losing their trust everywhere. It's a good time to invest in Bitcoins. So the difficulty of buying coins depends mostly on your country. So in India, it's a pretty bad phase at this moment. Most of the Bitcoin transactions are banned. Most of the Bitcoin-based industries have been kind of closed down. There was a letter recently written to our respected Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, about how this person was facing so much problem because he had opened up a Bitcoin-based, or rather a cryptocurrency-based exchange system for, and that was his business that was feeding his family's bread and butter. But for now, he is on the verge of bankruptcy because they have made cryptocurrency transactions illegal in India. But most of the world's largest Bitcoin-based or cryptocurrency-supporting companies like the United States, the UK, Canada, Singapore, and a large majority of Europe, Bitcoin investments is still a very viable option. So I guess, guys, that's it for me from today. We've discussed how Bitcoin can be very beneficial for you. Goodbye.